It's the dictionary.
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 Dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. This is Spencer, your host for this podcast called The Dictionary. Hope you enjoy it. Try a few episodes before you decide. Start at the beginning, maybe skip ahead. Then if you like it, start at the beginning and just listen to every single gosh darn episode. Because, you know, it's a fun journey that we're going on. You gotta learn things from the past so you can know things in the future. That's what your teachers always say. Okay, we got some words in this episode. We are starting the beginning of the DUS section. The first word is dusk. D-U-S-K. First form, adjective from the 13th century. The synonym is dusky. I guess you just used to be able to just say dusk. Okay, this is from the Middle English dusk, which is an alternative of the Old English dox, spelled D-O-X. So it went from dox to dusk. It is also akin to the Latin fuscus, with an F at the beginning, and that means dark brown. Also from the Old English dun, with two N's, which means done with one N, which is also from dust, which means dust. So dust, I mean, maybe like the dust on the ground is a dark brown, maybe kinda, what color is it? I'd say gray. Dun is like a grayish yellow or a grayish orange, maybe. And of course, dusk, the time of the day when the sun is setting, the sky gets to be kind of all those colors. We see it's sort of grayish because it's getting dark. Maybe some yellows, some oranges. Yeah, we're getting all those cool colors at the dusk time. So it's dusky. We're more talking about a color here, I think. Okay, sound effect. Let's try. The second form of dusk is an intransitive verb. Nope, it's just a verb because we got both forms here. It's a verb from the 13th century, and intransitive says to become dark. It's the action of becoming dark. It's dusking. And then the transitive is to make dark or gloomy. So if you are a god, if you are a god or the god or an all-knowing, all-powerful being, maybe you can make things dark and gloomy. You can bring in the storm clouds. You can make the sun set. To my knowledge, there is nobody who can literally do this. Maybe you can do it in a video game. Can you make it more dusky? Dusk it up, please. I want it to be more dusky. Okay, well, what else? What's the other form? The third form of dusk is a noun from 1622. One, the darker part of twilight, especially at night. So does that mean that twilight can be during the day or during the night? I guess I would have thought that twilight was only at night, and it's the darker part of it is dusk. That one is a little confusing to me. Because I thought that it was the time when the sun was setting. So, but is that maybe twilight is a very specific time? I guess maybe twilight is when the sun's coming up and the sun's going down. There's a specific part of that that is called twilight. Not sure why. But then the darker part of that time period, that short duration, would be considered dusk. But we're talking more about the one during the nighttime, not during the one during the daytime. I don't remember what dawn said. Number two, darkness or semi-darkness caused by the shutting out of light. So if you put up those blackout curtains, you do something to shut out all the light, that darkness is called dusk. Dusky, Adjective from 1558. 1. Somewhat dark in color, specifically having dark skin. Well, I guess the color thing makes sense. I definitely think of a kind of a dark gray when I think of like a dusky color. But I have not heard of people with dark skin be described that way. But I cannot say that I am at all surprised, because people have come up with all sorts of words to describe people with various skin colors, and most of them are probably not that nice. This one, though, I don't know if it's considered nice or not. Just seems more descriptive, I think. And then, of course, the first word in this episode was dusk, and the synonym sent us to this word, dusky. 2. Marked by slight or deficient light, and the synonym is shadowy. Shadowy. Duskily is an adverb, and duskiness is a noun. So if we don't have a whole lot of light, and it's shadowy, and dark, and gloomy, and gray, it's dusky. I want to make a short film, and I'm thinking maybe dusky might be a good way to describe it. The visual side of things. I'll think about that. I'll ponder it. Next is dust, D-U-S-T. First form, noun from before the 12th century. 1. Fine particles of matter. And the example of this matter could be earth. So not necessarily the dust that we think of on our mantle, on our shelves, on our head, on the floor. That's a lot of like skin particles. But this one, this sort of dust is like, you know, the dirt of the earth, the various particles that come from earth is dust. Very, very dry dirt, usually. 2, the particles into which something disintegrates. So, you know, maybe you got a cookie or a cake or a pie, and it's just sitting there on a plate for days and days and days, and it dries up and it breaks apart. That's how the cookie crumbles into dust. 3A, something worthless. It's dust, because dust, we don't use dust to buy things. It doesn't really have any worth, I don't think. Maybe to some people, not to most people. So if metaphorically, if you're talking about something that has no worth, you can just call it dust. 3B, a state of humiliation. Now, this one I am not familiar with. A state of humiliation. So if I am super embarrassed, I am in a dust? That one's fascinating. 4A, the earth, especially as a place of burial. So this is more in religious terms. I think they say, you know, what is this? From ashes to ashes, from dust to dust, you go, your body disintegrates, or maybe it gets burned, and then you go be a part of the earth. Your dust and the earth's dust are combining together to make new stuff eventually, and yep, that's it. 4B, the surface of the ground is dust. 5A, a cloud of dust. A whole cloud, when you got the, what's it called? Not the dehydration. That's not what it's called at all. When there's a drought going on, everything gets very dry. And if it's like in an agricultural area, farming, or just, you know, lots of land, then things might just get dusty. And then there's going to be a cloud of dust flying around. We got more stuff like that coming up. 5B, the synonyms are confusion and disturbance. So maybe when you are confused or disturbed or something, maybe you are metaphorically in a cloud of dust. Maybe you feel like your brain is a cloud of dust or in a cloud of dust. Yeah, I feel like that all the time. My brain is just turning to dust very quickly and it doesn't know what to do, which is why I'm reading the dictionary so I can help get the brain going and learn new things and make new neural network patterns. Number six. This is archaic. It is a single particle as of Earth. Just one little piece of particle, like the particle from the Earth, like dirt, is dust. Now, we don't use it this way anymore. We don't talk about a single particle being called dust. We call all of it dust. And number seven is British, and it is refuse, ready for collection. I have some refuse. It's ready for collection. Come get my refuse. It's here we go, ready to go. Take out the dust. Please, I don't want the dust in my house anymore. Dustless is an adjective. Oh, this is how Sharon likes the place. She likes it dustless. Cleaning is always happening. We got an air purifier. We got vacuum. We got wipes. We got things that's constantly cleaning. No, not constantly, but often cleaning. So I am very grateful to her for keeping our place very clean. Dust-like is an adjective. Something like dust. It's dust-like. Okay, we have etymology. Not more etymology. This is the first time we've had etymology for this word. It's from the Old English, dust, akin to the Old High German, tunst, T-U-N-S-T, which means storm. Probably from the Latin fumus, which means smoke. And there's more at the word fume. Smoke, we got a storm. It doesn't say that it's related to dusk at all, but, you know, dust and dusk, I think, tend to both be... I think we think of them as being on the grayer side. Smoke, storm, yeah. So, you know, they could be maybe possibly related somehow. The second form of dust is a verb from 1530, starting with transitive. Number one is archaic. To make dusty. How do you make something dusty? And what kind of dust are we talking about? Confusing? The confusion one? Humiliation? Yeah, that might be it. But it's archaic, so I guess we can't use it. Number two, to make free of dust, as in dust the living room. This is one of those funny verbs that's like, if you know what the word dust means, and somebody who is not familiar with English and they heard the phrase dust the living room, they may think that you are sprinkling dust over all of the surfaces. But it's the opposite of that. You are making it dustless. You are removing the dust. I guess that's just how the evolution of the word went, but it is kind of funny that way. I gotta dust it. Dust the stuff. Okay, 3A. To sprinkle with fine particles. Now here, see, you are creating a dust. You are making things dusty by dusting. And there's an example. A cake dusted with sugar. That's how I want my cake. Just dust some sugar on top of it. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Sprinkle that cake with sugar. Dust it, dust it, dust the cake. Oh, you want me to wipe off all of the dust from the cake? Wipe off the sugar? No, the sugar's supposed to be there. I'm talking about the other way to use dust as a verb. Don't get confused. Oh, see, now I got the dust in my head because I'm confused. All right, 3B. To sprinkle in the form of dust. To sprinkle in the form of dust? Okay. 4. To throw a fastball close to. Close to what? Close to a batter. The synonym is brushback. So, you are throwing it you're throwing the baseball very close to the batter, and it's very fast. You want to not quite hit them, but have it just brush past them very speedily, so you're dusting them. And this is often used with the word off, so dust off the batter, I guess that's how you might say it. I'm going to dust you off, batter. I'm going to take a little brush, and I'm going to gently brush your hat and brush your shoulders and brush everything. So I'm dusting you off because you got all this dust on you. All of the dust particles from the earth have gotten on you because you slid home, and so now I have to dust you off. 5. To defeat badly, as in a race. Defeat badly? Why are we using the badly word here? You mean like you've defeated somebody so handily, you've destroyed them, you lapped them in the foot race? Is that how we do? Yeah, I think that's how you would use it. To defeat badly. Okay, here are intransitive. Number one is talking about a bird. To work dust into the feathers. So is this like a one type of a bird bath? Sometimes they like to get wet, but sometimes also like I think elephants do this. They get dust. Well, elephants don't have feathers, of course. It would be pretty silly to see an elephant with feathers, and then they're working the dust into their feathers. We're talking about birds. They get the dust into their feathers. I don't know why they do this. I think that it's helps to clean them, maybe, but or they just like the feeling. I don't know why. I don't know why the birds dust themselves. 2, to remove dust. It says when you're dusting your apartment, you're removing the dust. And number 3, to give off dust. What sort of dust are we giving off here? Give off dust? Excuse me, I am just going to emit some dust right now. Don't worry about it, it's fine. What's that character from Peanuts? Not Peppermint Patty. Pigpen? Pigpen, I think his name was Pigpen. And he was giving off dust all the time. That's sort of the sound of dusting. Next is dustbin, one word, noun from 1848. Number 1 is British. It is a can for trash or garbage. Or dust. You put your dust in there, or all your other trash and garbage and gross stuff. Number 2. The synonym is the number 2 definition for the word dust heap. And yes, we are going to see that here in this episode. Dust heap, number 2. Dust bowl, 2 words, noun from 1936. A region that suffers from prolonged droughts and dust storms. So it's the area. Now, I don't know why they use the word bowl. Maybe it's a round area, a circular region. Yeah, I'm not sure. But, you know, I think when we had the big dust bowl problem, probably in the 30s, it was Oklahoma and Kansas and, I don't know, maybe Colorado, Utah, Nebraska, Iowa, Texas, possibly Arizona, New Mexico, maybe even like North, South Dakota. I don't know, that whole region, Wyoming, Montana. I mean, any one of those areas, I think they have parts of them that are more agricultural. They could be more, they could turn into a dust bowl if they have a lot of droughts. It's the Tornado Alley area, I think is... It's a similar area to the Dust Bowl. Now, there's probably other areas around the world that could be considered a Dust Bowl, but I don't know about those. Next is Dust Bunny, 2 words, noun from 1966. An aggregate of dust. So it's a whole bunch of dust that's combining together. They're like... It's like the liquid stuff at the end of Terminator 2. It gets all broken up, and then it's like, ooh, no, I'm going to find my other friends made of the same substance, and we're going to combine together to make one big piece of substance. In this context, we're talking about dust. They just roll around and get all, make it all be big dust. As in, swept the dust bunnies from under the bed. That's where they end up. Under things, couches, beds, shelves, things, that's where they go. Because when you're walking around, you're kicking it up, you're kicking the dust around, And then they're like, oh, here's some more dust I'm going to combine with. And then, you know, they end up in the places where you don't walk around because that's just how, you know, liquid dynamics work. The next word. Oh, but dust bunnies. They're very irritating, but they're kind of cute. And I think it's funny that we call them bunnies because they don't look like bunnies. Do they look like bunnies? Actually, I was holding a little gray bunny a few days ago. And yeah, it kind of looked like a dust bunny. They should have named it Dust. Dust cover. One word, noun from 1899. One, a cover, as of cloth or plastic, used to protect furniture or equipment from dust. Mm-hmm. You gotta do this if you've got some very fancy equipment or something that you don't want destroyed. The little tiny dust particles can get in there and maybe mess up the electronics. We have what I guess you could call a dust cover on our couch. At the end of the night, we put it on. We feel like we are very old doing this. We don't sit on it this way. We just put it on because, you know, your cats can be kind of pukey and things. We've talked about that before. Hairballs or puke. Sometimes, you know, depending on the situation, they might like to pee on a thing. Now, it doesn't happen very often. Usually, if it does happen, there's something wrong either physically or mentally with them, so you might want to get them checked out. But on our last couch, we did have a pee situation with one of our cats, and so we ended up getting rid of the couch, and we got this new couch, and, you know, I think it was a whole... I'm not going to get into the details. You don't need to know about my cat's pee, but, you know, it was like kind of one-off thing. But to be safe, we decided to get a dust cover for our couch. So if one of them decide to do something on the couch in the middle of the night, the couch will be protected and we will not have wasted hundreds of dollars. Oh, number two for dust cover, the synonym is dust jacket, which is coming up. Dust devil, two words, noun from 1888, a small whirlwind containing sand or dust. So it's like maybe in the dust bowl, maybe during a dust storm, you get a tiny little tornado of dust or sand or something just spinning around, and you call it a dust devil. Maybe, what was his character name in the cartoons? The Tasmanian Devil. He would spin around and go all crazy. And he would create a dust devil. Duster. Noun from 1576. Number one. One that removes dust. I hope you are cleaning your place and you are a duster. 2A1. A long, lightweight overgarment to protect clothing from dust. It's like a big, long jacket, right? Like this one, 2A2, a long coat cut like a duster. So I guess the overgarment, I don't know what, where, why you would be wearing it exactly. Guess you want to protect yourself from dust. Maybe you're in a dust bowl. But then this coat, it's also called a duster coat. It's similar to a duster, but it's a coat. So you can't, I don't know. I don't know why they're two separate things. Why did the coat get invented? I don't know. Number 2B, a dress-length house coat. Also probably the length and the cut of a duster. 3, one that scatters fine particles. Specifically, a device for applying insecticidal or fungicidal dusts to crops. So that would be the plane, probably, that's going to send these insecticidal or fungicidal dusty stuff down onto the farm. And so the insects or the funguses don't affect the crops. So that's a duster. If you are putting sugar on my cake, then you are also a duster. And number 4, the synonym is dust storm, which is also later this episode. Yes, I said, there are lots of words in this one. Duster, duster. dust heap. One word, noun from 1599. Number one, a pile of refuse is a dust heap. This one possibly could be more British. It doesn't say it is because, of course, they've got dust bin. And so, you know, a dust heap, a pile of the stuff that goes in the dust bin is a dust heap. And then the second definition for dust bin sends us to the second definition for dust heap here, which is a category of forgotten items, as in the quote, the dust heap of history. That is from New Republic. So the dust heap of history, these are items that have been forgotten that we don't know about. We forgot about them because they're like the trash, the garbage, the refuse. We didn't care enough about them to remember them. So it's just the dust heap of stuff that you don't remember. Do you ever have those dreams where you go into a room of your house, your current house, or maybe your childhood house, and it's like, whoa, this room, I didn't know this room existed, or I forgot about this room from when I was a child, and it hasn't changed since I was there as a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old, and there's all these dust heaps, this heap of these forgotten items that I am now calling a dust heap. Obviously, this room doesn't exist in real life. It's just in your dream. But those are fun situations to find your dust heap room. Dust jacket, two words, noun from 1926. A paper cover for a book. Because I guess somehow it's going to protect it from the dust. Is the material under the dust jacket that sensitive that the dust might ruin it? I don't really know the logistics of that exactly, but you call it a dust jacket. And where did we see? Oh yes, dust cover. That would be another name for that. Dustman or dustman. One word, noun from 1707. This is British, and it is a collector of trash or garbage. So I think it's very interesting that the Brits have decided to use dust in replacement for trash or garbage or something. Does it sound fancier that way? Possibly. So the dust man is picking up the dust heaps and putting them in the dustbin. Dust mite, two words, and mite is M-I-T-E. Noun from 1969, any of various mites commonly found in house dust. So, I don't know, just don't hang out in the dust, don't lay down in the dust, don't lick the dust, don't eat the dust, don't put the dust on your face, in your orifices. That would not be a good idea in case you've got these mites. Especially the family name of these mites is Pyroglyphidae. And it says compare to house dust mite. House dust is two words with a hyphen. So is that the same thing? Is that just a synonym? Must be. It must be. So maybe we'll see that in the H's. Dust mop, two words, noun from 1953. The synonym is dry mop. So yeah, we talked about this before. Like what we got these days is those dry Swiffers where you put the pad on the thing and it's made, scientifically made, to pick up all the dusts. Anything that's cleaning, that's dry, it's a dry mop, also called a dust mop, because it's probably there to get rid of the dust. And then maybe you got a ceiling fan, so you gotta get up there with the long pole and maybe a ladder even, and gotta dust off the fan. There's a fan above me right now, and I don't know the last time it was dusted. What do you gotta do to the fan? You gotta dust off. Dust it off. Do some dusting off. This word is dust off. Two words. Transitive verb from 1940. To bring out or back to use again. To bring out, again, to bring out to use again, or to bring back to use again, as in, dusted off his golf clubs when he retired. Okay, so what I was saying about dusting off the fan is not at all correct in this context. And the reason we say dust off in this way is because maybe you got a thing in your garage that you haven't used in a long time, and it's now covered in dust. It's just been sitting there all those years. What have you been, why have you not been using it? You bought this thing, you might as well use it. It's just been sitting there collecting dust. It's like such a waste. So you got to dust it off and use it. Dustpan, one word, noun from 1783. A shovel-shaped pan for sweepings. So the dustman is using a dustpan to pick up the dust heap and put it in the dustbin. That's the sound of a dust storm. Two words, noun from 1879. One, a dust-laden whirlwind that moves across an arid region and is usually associated with hot, dry air and marked by high electrical tension. Ooh, there's so much high tension. This is a dust storm, possibly in a dust bowl. I don't ever want to be in a dust storm. Mad Max has a crazy dust storm scene. Number two, strong winds bearing clouds of dust. I don't ever want to be in a dust storm. Dust up, one word, noun from 1897. The synonyms are row and fight, or maybe it would be row, actually. Getting in a row, getting in a fight, bringing up your fisticuffs, punching somebody in the nose. It's a dust up. Ooh, maybe because when you're moving around, floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee, your feet are moving all about, and you're dusting up, you're kicking up the dust. All right, we got one more word. Dust wrapper. Two words. Oh, this, somehow, you gotta come up with a name, a rapper who's named Dust, DJ Dust Rapper, I don't know. But this one is not spelled that way. It's dust, and the second word is W-R-A-P-P-E-R. Noun from 1932. The synonym is dust jacket or dust cover. It doesn't say dust cover, but I'm telling you, it's also dust cover. Dust wrapper. I am not smart enough to come up with a good rap on the top of my brain, so I will not be doing any dust rapping, I don't think. But we do have to pick a word of the episode, and then I gotta sing a song about that in this longish episode. So we had dusk, 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 dusky, dust, dust, dust bin, dust bowl, dust bunny, dust cover, dust devil, duster, dust heap, dust jacket, dust man, dust man, dust mite, dust mop, dust off, dust pan, dust storm, dust up, and dust wrapper. Hard to say all those dust words. Let's see. I mean, I don't know. For some reason, I kind of like dust bunny. You know, the action of dusting is good because you're cleaning up your place. I like dusk too. Dusk, the time when it's getting dark, the sunset. That's a beautiful time. Let's see. Dust off. Dust off a thing that I haven't used in a while. I don't know. Let's just pick dust bunny. There are dust bunnies on my floor. I'm gonna pick them up so there are no more. Oh, that's all I can do. I'm a dust rapper. That's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.